Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 166 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her universe. You heard me right. We have a terrific show coming up. And before we begin, know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils, customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show. We so look forward to hearing from you and reviewing all of your feedback. Love to hear from you. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
So, It's Your Universe. That's the name of the book. And the author is Ashley Eckstein. And let me just tell you something. This is a fascinating concept. First, a little bit about the author. Ashley has been widely recognized and honored as an actress, entrepreneur, fangirl, trendsetter, and leading voice for female fandom, most known as the voice of Ahsoka Tano in Star Wars. Ashley also founded Her Universe in 2010, the groundbreaking fangirl fashion company and lifestyle brand. And now she's got this book, It's Your Universe. What the heck is that about? Ashley, welcome to the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the wonderful introduction.
All right. So why, what's going on with It's Your Universe? Why'd you write this?
You know, It's Your Universe is, it's part autobiography, but more importantly, it's an advice book on how to make your dreams come true. So I work with Disney a lot. I work with Disney as an actress, but also as a licensee. My company, Her Universe, is an official licensee for Disney, and we make clothes and fashion for Disney properties and Star Wars and Marvel. And so Disney has influenced and inspired me to make my dreams come true. And so instead of just kind of writing an autobiography or a memoir, when I was meeting with Disney and we were brainstorming about this book, I asked them if I could write more of a guide on how to dream it and do it. So by the end of the book, it's an interactive book where the reader treats it like a journal and there's prompts and they can write in it. But by the end of the book, the reader will have a roadmap on how to make their dreams come true. So it starts with a dream, then a wish, then you believe, then you do, then you transform, and then you've done everything and you just have to trust in the process. And by the end of the book, you're on your way.
Well, you said you in the book that you also share, you know, a lot of your personal experiences, starting with your childhood and your dad being a cast member at Walt Disney World. What do you think readers can learn from your journey?
Well, I definitely tell my journey starting as, a baby pretty much, you know, growing up in Orlando, Florida. I grew up Disney. So I'm actually very clear in this book that Disney did not ask me to write this book. I asked Disney if I could write this book because we live in a world today where, you know, sometimes you just, promote something, but you're not really a believer of it. You know, on social media, you'll see hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored. And for me, it's not that. I have been able to make my dreams come true today because Disney influenced and inspired me starting from, you know, being a baby, growing up in Orlando. And so I growing up in Orlando and my dad was a cast member and I was practically raised on Main Street USA, I had a dream of being an actress on the Disney Channel. So I tell the story of growing up, having that dream, moving to LA, becoming an actress on the Disney Channel, then becoming a voice of a Star Wars character, and then starting my company, Her Universe. And I tell the entire story from beginning, you know, until now. But I use my story more as examples to say, here's what I did, here's why I believed I could, and here's how you can do it too.
I love it. I love this. And the fact that you've got such passion behind it, you know, it's really important. And you talk about how the Disney characters and Jedi heroes inspired you in your own life. Do you really think that girls can learn from these characters and also be equally as inspired?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I can say that with assurance because I am that girl. I am the product of, you know, being a young girl growing up with, you know, Ariel and Belle and Mulan and all of these incredible Disney characters and, you know, the lessons that they taught me. And, you know, I know I'm not alone. Many of my friends and family members feel the same way. And so I wanted to share those lessons because oftentimes, you know, some people, you know, may look at the films and just think it's a fun story. But, you know, these characters and these stories, especially if you're a fan, it's not just, you know, a fun Friday evening where you're going to go see the movies, or it's not just a trend where, oh, this story is trending right now, so we're into it and then on to something else, you know, later. These characters to, you know, to us as fans, they're life changing. I mean, we go through these stories with them. We learn the same lessons with them and incorporate those lessons into our everyday lives. And so for me personally, a lot of what I'm doing today is because I've been personally inspired by the Star Wars character that I get to voice, Ahsoka Tano. She is, you know, she was actually the first female Jedi that was a lead in the Star Wars universe. So before her, you know, we had Princess Leia and we had Padme, but there was never a Jedi that was a girl that was a lead. And that, you know, when kids would play Star Wars on the playground, you know, there wasn't a Jedi that a girl could play. And so she inspired me so much. She's a true hero. She always tries to do what is right. And so she's changed my life. I actually oftentimes, even though she's a character in a galaxy far, far away, I often ask myself, what would Ahsoka do? Because I really think it's like, I think she would always make the right decision. And I want to be a real life version of her.
Now I understand why she, you know, resonates so much with you. So, you know, you've said this a couple times, or at least several times, dream it and do it. Where'd that come from?
That is actually a very personal thing for me because it came from when I was 9 years old. It was Christmas morning and my parents gave me a present and they gave me a hat. And on the hat, it said, don't dream it, be it. And they used that hat as a lesson. You know, growing up in Orlando and Disney World, and I share this story in my book, my mom used to take me to the parks all the time. And sometimes we would just go and watch the fireworks. And my favorite song with my mom was When You Wish Upon a Star. And she would always encourage me to look in the night sky and make a wish upon a star. And so that's what I did. You know, I made lots of wishes. I had lots of dreams. And then when they gave me this hat, they said, okay, you're old enough now. Now we need to explain something to you. You can't just dream it. You know, these dreams aren't just going to fall in your lap. You have to do it and you have to be it. And they said, so if you say you want to be an actress on the Disney Channel, they said, you need to practice. You need to study. You need to take acting classes. You need to audition for plays. And they said, you're going to have to do it yourself. They said, we'll support you, but you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to make your dreams happen. And it really clicked in my mind. It was like, oh my gosh, yes. Okay. If I want to be in the Mickey Mouse Club, I have to take singing lessons and acting lessons and really study my craft. And, but they were very clear that they weren't going to do it for me. I had to be the one to do it. And so, I think with kids today, you know, we as adults take for granted that for the most part, I mean, if we have a new dream, we kind of know how to, you know, take the first steps to make it happen. Kids don't always know that. We have to teach them how to dream it and do it, how to make their dreams happen. Otherwise, I mean, I think they're used to just like I was, wishing upon a star and thinking that their dreams are going to fall in their lap. And that's not the case. you have to work hard. And as in the subtitle of the book, you have to make it happen.
Oh, you're so funny. I love the way you put it all together. And I was thinking as you were speaking that the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary, right? And so, you know,
yes.
It's all about, you know, doing the hard work, because it is, you know, a dream without a strategy and plan is just a dream, and it'll never go anywhere. And I think it's important, especially as you put it, to tell, you know, basically, you know, it's a call to arms. You've got to do this. So it's wonderful. Yeah. You have a dream. Everyone should have a dream. But if you want to realize the dream, roll up your sleeves, get to work.
Yeah.
And make it happen, because there's some sweat involved here, right?
Yeah. Well, and I actually say this often, and you know, we live in such an Insta world now. You know, social media is so instant. It's instant gratification. And they often talk, I hear it all the time. I hear the phrase, and we all do, overnight success. And I hate that phrase because there are very, very few people that are actually overnight successes. Behind every overnight success story that we hear is years and years, oftentimes, of hard work, of sweat, of someone rolling up their sleeves. There's several stories of, you know, lots of stories of rejection behind, you know, someone who is an overnight success. And so, you know, I feel like that phrase is overused and not accurate with most people. Overnight success sometimes is really just the first time we've heard about that person, but it doesn't mean that they haven't been working for years, you know, behind, you know, before they were known to make it happen. And so I really want to, you know, help spread that message with kids and teens of like, you know, no, you have to work hard. You know, it's very rare for something to just fall in someone's lap. You need to, you can make anything happen. I am truly a believer that your dreams can and do come true, but you have to work for it.
Excellent. And, you know, you mentioned now your company, Her Universe, a number of times. Tell us what that's all about. What is the company? You mentioned a fangirl fashion line and brand, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us much more about that.
Yes. So Her Universe is a fashion and lifestyle brand for fangirls. And when I say fangirls, you know, generally that means, you know, in the past it was more of a fan of something sci-fi fantasy. So whether it's Star Wars or Marvel or, you know, some sort of comics or Doctor Who or Star Trek. But now a fangirl has become much more broad. You can be a fangirl of Disney. You can be a fangirl of sports. It's kind of just being an uber fan of something. And so my company, Her Universe, was founded for female sci-fi and fantasy fans. And, you know, as the voice of a Star Wars character, I am a big time fangirl myself. I love Star Wars. And so all of a sudden, I found myself as a full-time actress at the time, before I started my company, I found myself going to all sorts of Star Wars events. And I wanted Star Wars clothes made for me to wear. I wanted to, you know, proudly show off my fandom. And so I went shopping. I did what any girl would do. You know, I went to the mall, went shopping, and I came up empty-handed. You know, I would end up in the men's and the boys section, and I was told that women and girls would not buy Star Wars clothes made for them. Now, this was back in 2008, 2009, and I knew that that couldn't be true, because at the time, you know, I was going to these events. There's a major event every summer called San Diego Comic-Con that has over 250,000 fans that come from all over the world. And almost half of those attendees are women and girls. So I started doing my research, and I found out that 45%, this was back in 2009, of all sci-fi and fantasy fans were women and girls, and 85% of all consumer purchases are, at the time, were being made by women. And I thought, I'm no mathematician, but this isn't adding up. If you make us something, we will buy it. So I went to Lucasfilm as one of their actresses and asked them if I could design with them and make some t-shirts for girls. And they quickly told me no, and they told me no twice, and they said that they only work with reputable companies and they only give out licenses. So I realized that they weren't telling me no to my idea. They weren't saying, no, that's a bad idea. They were just saying no to how I was going about it. So I went away and I started my company, Her Universe, and I found a manufacturing partner who could help me make the product. And I went back to Lucasfilm and I said, okay, I did what you told me to do. I, you know, started my own company. I have a manufacturing partner and I'd like to apply for a license to make the product. And at that point, they were incredibly supportive. And in June of 2010, I launched Her Universe and with the goal to make fashion for fangirls. And so we started with Star Wars, but today we've been able to grow and we do fashion for Marvel, Doctor Who, Star Trek, Disney, DC, comics, Warner Brothers, all sorts of properties. And it's really been a dream come true.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this sounds amazing. So where can our listeners learn more about the company? What is the best website?
Fans can go to heruniverse.com, or we're also on social media on Instagram or at Her Universe, Twitter at Her Universe, and Facebook at Her Universe.
So it's all at Her Universe. Fantastic. And
yes.
And you know, what's the bottom line promise from reading your wonderful book, It's Your Universe? What are they going to really learn?
I hope readers of It's Your Universe will learn that if you can dream it, you can do it. And I think sometimes when we talk about dreams, and this is all ages, this is not just for kids, this is not just for teens. Sometimes you look at the end goal and it just becomes so overwhelming because you don't know how you're going to get there. And I encourage the reader to break your dream and break your goal down into steps. Because if you break something down into smaller steps, then and you just accomplish one step at a time, eventually you get to your end goal. And so that's what the book is. It breaks making your dreams come true down into steps. And, you know, it just takes a lot of believing, a lot of hard work, a lot of persistence. It takes dealing with a lot of failure and rejection. But if you just stick with it, if you continue to always have hope and always believe, if you can dream it, you can do it.
Awesome. This is, I just love it. So run on over to heruniverse.com for sure. Buy the book, It's Your Universe. And we have had the utter pleasure of having Ashley Eckstein on our Her podcast. Oh my gosh, this has been an eye-opening episode. Ashley, thank you so very much. And right now, all of you out there, run on over to iTunes, rate and review this show because we want to hear your feedback. This is wonderful. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every episode of the Her podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and hey, stay well.